What's good in the hood? It's your host with the most XP, and I'm keeping it real and black as always. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to anyone that's listening at different times of the day. I just want to let you know I still care about you folks. Again, sorry for not putting out a lot of content. Like I said, I'm getting into season 3 next month, so hopefully you hear a lot of content. You hear where I'm doing more of my comedy, so you can come check me out. Check me out on social media. Social media is LILXP26. Again, my Instagram is LILXP26. Just check out my content there. And let's get right to it, folks. I don't know how you guys been hearing this shit, but I have been hearing this for months now. And I know some of you don't watch Love and Hip Hop and shit, but this April and Fizz shit, this shit's fucking blowing my mind. I've been having nightmares about it. And let me explain to some of you folks that don't fucking understand or don't know who April or Fizz is. Or let me put you in a scenario. Okay, check this out. It's like you and your homeboy, man, y'all been fucking friends for like 20 fucking years, right? Or like maybe 15 years straight, and y'all still cool, y'all cordial, y'all talk to each other. And let's say you and your girl are having problems or some shit like that, right? Let's say you and your girl, you break up and you go on to someone else, but your boy for 15 plus years ends up fucking with your ex, nigga. That your baby mama, the woman that you've been with for a little while, and this, but you call it quits, but you got like 3 kids together and shit. But he claimed he's your fucking boy, but he ends up with your fucking ex. Now he's around your kids and shit. I feel like that's like the biggest backstab of the motherfucking history ever, yo. Like, this is mad OD disrespectful. I don't respect none of that shit, man. And that's what Omarion is going through. But Omarion, in my opinion, that nigga, he does not give no fucks. You see the look on his face during the interview. Check out the interview on Vlad. Go on YouTube, Vlad TV, and type in Omarion talks about April and Fizz. You can see that nigga's face. He don't give no fucks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Omarion doesn't give a fuck. And I wouldn't either, yo. But in a way, I feel like that nigga's keeping it low key. Because if I find out some shit like that, I'm breaking some fucking backs. Some necks. I don't give a fuck. I'm throwing hands. Cause niggas, you supposed to be my fucking friend, or we supposed to be cordial and shit. You wasn't supposed to cross that line, my G. Never supposed to cross that line. Never. Everybody knows the fucking bro code, the fucking acquaintance code, whatever you fucking call it. You don't do that shit, yo. Yo, there's fucking a lot of women in the sea and shit. But I'm not gonna lie though. I don't know, man. Cause shit, man. If you see his damn ex, man, she's a bad motherfucker, man. She is so beautiful, yo. She's like a goddess from the heavens. And then I sit here and think, like, what if I was in that situation? You know what I'm saying? I have a homeboy and shit, but he's like dogging out, break up with her, and she's by herself having to handle all these things. And then she's confiding to me, and I'm just every day I'm looking at her. I'm like, damn, mama, you motherfucking beautiful. I can't believe that nigga left you and shit. And I don't know, yo, it's just fucking different times. But I don't know, you just don't, no matter what, you just don't try to break that bro code or some shit like that. At least I would've fucking, I know they grown and shit, but out of respect, yo, I would've like, I wouldn't give no fucks. I would've like asked the homie. I'm like, yo, bro, I know we ain't cool and shit, man, but I've been feeling your baby moms and shit, man. I know you're not together and shit, but yo, let me get out of that, you know what I'm saying? Nah, he didn't give him the due respect and shit. And I'm gonna play a little clip from the YouTube video about Omarion when Vlad asked him the question about April and shit. So y'all just listen up very closely, all right?
You fast forward to 2019, and now you have Lil Fizz and April are a thing on social media.
Right.
And the optics are just crazy from the outside looking in. If I were to compare it to anything, it would be like, you know, you look at your phone and you have, you know, Takeoff cuddling with Cardi B.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That's how it looks. Like, imagine. imagine how crazy that would look.
All right.
Like, if it's my girl Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? like.
All right.
That's what I thought when I saw that. When that whole situation became public, how did you feel about it?
I don't feel no ways. I don't feel any way about it. I think that you know, if they're happy, you know, then they should be happy. You know what I'm saying? I think they should change the narrative, though, because what they're doing. Well, first of all, let me just say, you know, she's still the mother of my children, so you know, it doesn't matter. You know, or I should say that when something affects her, it affects my kids, and that affects me. That affects me, my kids. But what she does is, you know, live your life. You know what I mean? Live your life. I think people should do whatever makes them happy. I think they should change the narrative, though. You know, because if it's their so-called happiness, then I shouldn't be a part of it. So.
Right.
And exactly my motherfucking point. My nigga Omarion does not give no fucks. He doesn't give no fucks at all, yo. Omarion does not give no fucks. He spoke it the best way that nigga could, and I would have exactly felt the same, yo. But nah, I'm not gonna lie. Fuck that shit. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't give a fuck. He said they grown. Nah, I would have fucking, yo, I would have slapped the shit out of her, yo. Like, what the fuck? And I would beat his ass. Like, what the fuck you think this shit is? You, what the fuck you think you can have it your fucking way, motherfucker? This ain't Burger King. You know what I'm saying? But he handled it very professionally. But if you was looking at the fucking video, you could see on his face, he doesn't. It looks like he doesn't give a fuck. But he's kind of bothered by that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because people are like, oh, what you gonna do? Yo, your baby mom's with your so-called boy, man. And, you know what I'm saying? That's some, like, you know, that's some OD shit, man. I wouldn't even fucking cross that line and shit, yo. But like I said, man, I guess I gotta be in Lil Fizz's situation and shit. I don't know. Because his, yo, Marion's baby mama, yo, is fucking beautiful, man. I climb that tree 80 times a damn day, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that woman is a very, very beautiful woman, yo. But damn, man, I don't know what to say. You just some crazy shit going on, yo. But yo, let me know what you think, yo. Hit me up, man. Follow me on my Instagram, LILXP26, man. And yo, just tell me what you think about this situation. Hit me up in the DMs and stuff. But yo, this is your host with the most, XP, keeping it real and black. I'm out.